Hey everybody, welcome to the welcome to the Mind Mesh podcast. I'm Chayton. I'm joined therapy session.
I'm with Fish.
You're Fish.
I'm Fisher.
You have taken over his role. What you guys don't know is every time that we actually record a podcast and our guest says Fish, it's always a different person. I didn't want to spoil that, but
we've kind of run out of voice actors.
So yeah, we've run out of voice actors that can sound like Fish. Uh-huh. So we've gotten to the point where we just have to grab people and say your name's Fish.
Yeah,
but I mean that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. It's not too worrisome in all honesty.
Not at all.
So Eli is straight up therapy wise.
I'm currently laying down. I just had an hour's drive. I am. Fucking petered out, let me tell you.
He's ready for his mid-afternoon nap.
Dude, my feet are hanging off the bed. I am relaxed.
Yeah.
like I said before the recording, like there has to be paraplegics that, you know, record laying down. What are they gonna do, fucking sit up?
Yeah. Jesus, Eli. No, funny you mentioned your feet being off the bed, because I think every single time I've ever seen you like sleep, which that sounds kind of weird saying it out loud, but
yeah, no, carry on.
but every time I think I've ever seen you sleep, if we're like going out with our friends, like staying places, I think every time I've ever caught you sleeping, your feet are always off of the thing that you're sleeping on.
See, and that's the weird part, because I'm 4'7", so that's
yeah. So it's like you should fit on any bed. We've given you a dog bed before, and you fit fine on that. You just curl up in a ball, and you're fine.
See, I'm longer and when I can compact myself, and that's why I fit on a dog bed.
You're 4'7" wide.
That's actually fucked up. I can't go through most doors.
You just don't fit. It just doesn't work.
Actually, yeah, no, that's funny you mentioned that, because my girlfriend recently brought that up about my feet hanging off the bed something like I'm weird about my feet.
Yeah.
Especially when I lay down. I'm one of those people that don't like covers over my feet. And the more air around my feet, the better. You know, I don't care if my feet are freezing cold. I need air.
No, I completely understand that. I do the exact same thing, and it infuriates me, because my girlfriend tucks the bottom of her sheets in mm-hmm. to the mattress. So you literally can't really dangle your...
Mine too.
You can't dangle your feet out unless you go out the side.
Yeah.
But then you have to wrap all the covers and like do a little sushi roll
it's
of
so
your covers.
Fucked up.
And then you just have like all these covers just like sitting... Like causing your leg to give you like some scoliosis.
It's so fucked up. It's like,
and it's like, no,
it's
I just
like
want my
people
feet
in
to
gulags
breathe.
had it worse than us. It's
yeah,
awful.
You know, all the heat in your body, like the way to cool down is literally through your feet and through your head. And if my head ain't cooling me off enough, I need my feet out there.
You know what my brother used to do?
What?
So I don't think I've ever seen him not sleep with the covers completely covering his feet and completely covering his head.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen his eyes while he slept, because it was always under a thick
ass
blanket.
You know, what's funny about that is that as a kid,
is that what you used to do?
I used to sleep with my head under the comforter.
Oh, yeah.
And two, I always had a full like this. So I always had the like the side by side pillows. I never used the pillows. I put my head in between the pillows.
Like
pillows.
Two big titties just hanging out.
Jesus.
Two big booty cheeks. Sorry, I'm in a negative mindset right now. I just came from a funeral.
No, you didn't. You came from renovating a house.
Say what?
No, but I used to sleep with my head in between
two pillows.
Yeah, two pillows, and then have the comforter over my head. And that stemmed from my parents let me watch horror movies too young, so I had a traumatic experience.
So with the blanket, like, because the way with the blanket hang on the pillows to give you some breathing room, because my brother would, it was like wearing a fucking face mask. It's like he would
like vacuum seal it to
his face. It was hermetically sealed. Like I could see his mouth whenever he snored.
Like yeah, whenever he like breathes in, you just see the fabric just like concave.
It was really fucked up.
It's like when they tell
he
you
would
not
have a fan.
To, it's like when they tell you not to put shopping bags over your face, and then as a kid you're like, well, you know, that's reverse psychology. So of course I'm gonna do it, and you do it, and you breathe.
Is
in
that
and
what?
And
just, is that what reverse psychology is to you? Like you're just digging too deep into it.
No, it's just like reverse psychology is literally someone tells you to do something and then you go and do it because they told you not to.
So the first time someone told you to
not put a shopping bag
over your head.
Oh yeah, I tested it.
How many times have you done? Have you ever done that? You know, you just get like a plastic bag, you just put it over your head, see how long you'll last.
Only once.
Only once. What happened?
I found out I couldn't breathe, so I took it off.
That's smart. That's smart.
But no, that's the only thing I'm thinking of talking about your brother is just the shopping bag where you put it over your head and you tighten you hold it so it's tightened and you're like, and then it just like sucks into your mouth. That's all I can think of is that weird like latex like.
What an awful way to die, honestly. Like a shopping bag.
Well, suffocation's an awful way to die.
I mean, you panic and then you just fall asleep.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Basically, I mean,
it's pretty much what drowning is.
Yeah,
let's talk about something less dark and awful.
Okay, let's forward this therapy session on a little bit.
Yeah, it's not really.
So you've recently become unemployed.
Yeah, twice.
Twice. The first time wasn't even because of the pandemic.
The first time my business shut down, but I left like a month earlier. But don't tell people that. And then the second time,
tell people that as we upload this to the wide masses of the internet.
And then the second time was COVID got me laid off. What's it called?
Furloughed.
Furloughed. That's
originally.
Well, furloughed is when you come back. So I got fired.
Yeah.
They said I was furloughed at first, but.
That all started off because you went to visit family before like the lockdowns were really like initiated. Like you. Wasn't it that because me and you,
I took advantage of it.
Yeah, me and you left like the day before the lockdown started, just so we could see like our families one last time before we went back. And then someone snitched on you at work, so they're like, "You're going under quarantine for 14 days." And then at the end of that 14 days, you were like, "Yeah, I got fired."
Something like that. That's the conspiracy theory I have. But so like it was like March 21st. A couple days before March 21st, I went down to see my family and I came back and it just so happened that like before I left, I was telling one of my coworkers about how I'm going to Tennessee, which at the time was getting ravaged by COVID.
Yeah, because Missouri got shut down after Tennessee, I think.
Yeah, Tennessee stayed open really long.
Missouri closed before Tennessee.
Shit the bed when it came to COVID. But like, so the idea behind it was that I was quarantining. I'm getting my shit mixed up. Cause it feels like a fucking eternity.
Yeah, no. Like yesterday we were talking about like dates that we were trying to like meet up and like plan stuff. And I was saying the wrong months and they're like, "Did you mean this month?" And I was like, "Dude, time's an illusion."
March? Really.
The only thing keeping me scheduled is literally this, because I know that because of this whole pandemic schedule we're on, it's like it's every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I know 2 weeks has passed whenever I have to sit down and be like, "Okay, it's time to record again."
Exactly. But
it's the only thing keeping me sane. It's the only thing keeping my internal clock going.
No, I understand that. So I'm trying to remember the timeline of me like losing my job.
Rest in peace.
Rip. So at some point before I left, the day before I left, I told one of my coworkers, "Oh, I'm going to this place." And this was before all of the businesses started closing down because of like, you know, a mandatory shutdown.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do real quick?
Yeah.
I'm going to touch your microphone.
Okay, feel free.
Oh, you hear
there
that?
There it is. There it is. Yeah.
Hopefully that'll get cut out, but who knows?
And then, you know, so I was furloughed, and that was from the beginning of March, I think, to near the end of March.
Yeah, because lockdown started like the first weekend or the second weekend of March.
Yeah.
I don't remember because I wasn't keeping up with the Missouri states. I was more keeping up with Tennessee's. Because literally, when Tennessee was like, officially going to go on lockdown, like me and my girlfriend had plans to go home to visit our families because we were like we're going to go in deep quarantine, and literally the day that we were planning on leaving, I was having to finish up my classes before we could drive home, and my classes ended at 4, and at 3 o'clock the governor of course came out with the mandatory lockdown notice.
Dude, I just figured it out,
and we were like, "Oh, can we even go home?" And they were like, "Oh, it doesn't start until tomorrow, so we can say like, because we went home before the lockdown, we have an excuse to go back," basically.
I figured it out. My business, the place that I worked at, was closed until April 30th. Because I was staying with my girlfriend before, and I was waiting on a text from my boss to see if I should come back or not, because I didn't even know if the place is going to open up yet.
Yeah.
So March 21st was when it closed. And then April 17th was when I left to go to see my girlfriend, because I quarantined for, you know, 2 weeks at that time. I was quarantining well before March 21st. So I think I was quarantining about a month, somewhere around a month and a half. So basically from the beginning of March to my birthday, which is April 17th.
Yeah.
I was quarantining.
Well, that's literally what
me and everyone was doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like we just straight up, the only time we left the house was to go grocery shopping.
Yep.
Which we didn't even go grocery shopping because we have the pickup service here. So literally you just park, you call them, and then they bring your stuff out and put it in your trunk. And so we never even had to go in. The only thing we ever had to do was grab some sanitizing wipes and like wipe my trunk handle off.
Mm-hmm. I think I only went shopping twice, and both times I stocked up on beans. You watch that YouTube video of the guy eating beans for like 80 days.
I've done the one that is the guy who only ate potatoes for like, well, I don't remember if it was 7 days or 2 weeks or a month. I couldn't remember, but he only ate potatoes.
That's awful. I could do it. I would want to do it.
That's literally what we've been stocking up. Of course, with the whole meat shortage that's happening right now, we actually just got our groceries today, and literally they had none of the meats that we ordered.
Damn.
Which is funny because my girlfriend actually went into the store, and basically we tried to order chicken thighs, and they didn't have any substitutes for chicken thighs because they were just out of dark meat.
Really?
So they had chicken breasts. They had plentiful chicken breasts, but for whatever reason, didn't let us even order it. Like it even like on the app when we were placing orders, like you can't order this. We don't have it in stock. But then she went inside and they had it. So it's one
beans.
Of those things.
Yeah, all I had was beans. Yeah, for a month.
Get those cans of. Food.
What I would do is I would just cook it down until it was like a fucking syrup. Like,
baked beans or just any beans?
Fucking beans.
I was gonna say you're just cooking like pinto beans and they're making syrup. I'm like, that's not. What are you throwing in there, dude? You're putting Jello in there?
Yeah, I was making some crazy shit. I was going crazy when I was in my apartment. During my little quarantine,
I will say what I'm very proud about our friend group is that this quarantine has really pushed everyone to start learning how to cook.
Definitely, most definitely.
Because
I've never even seen like some of the guys cook. Up until now,
they're all like, "Oh man, I'm gonna try out these recipes."
Hey, Eli,
I think you. I think our friend Cole just started talking about. I think he's gonna make some cool lickles, which are some Kool-Aid pickles.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no,
you can buy that at Walmart, which is badass.
You could buy moonshine pickles at most liquor stores here.
We saw that. My girlfriend a couple days ago.
What's funny is that he was like, "Fish, you're gonna eat a coolickle," and he's like, "No, that sounds so gross." I'm like, and I was about to be like, "Cole, we're literally in a friend group where 50% of us hate pickles."
Yeah,
like literally, it's divided.
100% of us love Kool-Aid.
That's right.
So 75% should like it.
That's how genetics works. No, but it's kind of weird. It's kind of funny though, because when I think about it, it's like literally it's a 50-50% divide of like if our friend group is picky or not.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, it's just, you know, the way of life. There's so many of us. So, I mean, it's not bound to be 100% all the time.
Yeah.
Well, back to the quarantine thing.
Yeah, back to the quarantine.
It took me so long to figure out the fucking timeline. But I got it.
Time's non-existent. It's a contract, not, it's man. The government, the lizard people are just trying to ruin our lives by giving us a good lobsterman. All I can think of is Mr. Krabs as the president.
Well, so I left on my birthday after a month or so, month and a half and some change of quarantining. Me and my girlfriend, who lives in another state, was like, "Hey, I mean, I've been quarantining too, so why don't you just come and stay with me until indefinitely?" So I was like, "Sure." So I spent my entire birthday, like April 17th, just cleaning. I spent April 16th cleaning my apartment, and then April 17th I left and I just drove. I went and saw my parents, and then, you know, like an hour later, I was at my girlfriend's house. I think I got there at like, I didn't even get there. I got there April 18th at like 1 a.m. So yeah, that's the timeline. I've been in Tennessee ever since.
Man, let me tell you just a little something. I am glad the place that me and my girlfriend live pay for our water bill, because the amount of times that we have run that dishwasher,
yeah,
like we're running it daily, if not every other day.
Well, you know, dishwashers are like more efficient than just running sink water.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, for sure, yeah, definitely. But it's just crazy to me that literally we're running it basically every day.
Why are you running it every day? You have a lot of dishes?
We have literally a full dishwasher at the end of the day, every single day. I don't even know how.
Do you guys just like cook a lot? One of those people that when you cook, you use a lot of dishes? Because I do that too.
We cook breakfast basically every morning, which typically takes two pans because mm-hmm. we...
Eggs and bacon.
Eggs and bacon. So that takes two pans. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that like... The problem is that we get so behind with the dishes is mm-hmm. that like by the time that we have loaded the dishwasher and started washing it, and by the time we empty it, the sink's already full again mm-hmm. to like reload. So I finally got us caught back up to where like we only have to do it like mm-hmm. once every like 2-3 days.
Yeah.
But then there's just some times where I get uber busy and I just forget about it. And then, yeah,
you just shit the bed. And like, there's shit a the bed pile of dishes.
I look at the sink. I'm like,
we've all been there.
I'm like, oh gosh, it's full. I need to load the dishwasher. And I open the dishwasher. And I'm like, oh god, the dishwasher's full. And I'm like, have these been washed? It's just a bad time. It really is.
With this whole quarantine thing going, me and my girlfriend, we've been kind of stepping into the life living together, because I've never lived with a significant other.
Yeah.
You know,
join the club, man.
Shit.
We're growing up.
So like we're testing the waters, I guess.
Yeah.
And let me fucking tell you.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I love it.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank goodness.
I love it. She's a sweetheart.
I thought you were about to complain. I was going to be able to jump on the boat.
The next place I live at, the next apartment, because I don't have in my apartment, I don't have a dishwasher. She doesn't have a dishwasher. I'm getting a fucking dishwasher.
Yeah, dude.
Tired of it.
I do not blame you in the slightest. Like, that's the crazy thing is that I grew up in a house with a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever, of course, me and Fish started living together at the dorms on campus.
You guys had a dishwasher,
we
right?
We did have a dishwasher. And Fisher never put dishes in the dishwasher. And I was like, why aren't you putting your dishes in the dishwasher? And he's like, what?
What the fuck is a dishwasher?
He didn't grow up with one.
Damn. Oh yeah. Now that I think about it, yeah, you never had a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those dishwashers that you put on a counter?
Yes.
They're massive. Yeah, they're stupid.
They
literally massive.
Go from the bottom of the cabinets down to the
like literally your computer desk. It would take up that point to that point. They're massive. No,
they're absolutely insanely big.
Stupid.
Yeah. I'm just like, bro. Literally, what I would do is I would, since most dryers are like front loading or whatever. Mm-hmm. And most people honestly don't really change the settings on their dryer. They just hit the start button.
Put your dishes in it.
No, what I'm saying is put the portable dishwasher on top of the dryer.
That's smart. That's a smart idea. Especially if this is like a UK home and like you're washing your dryers in the
but
kitchen.
But of course, there's also washer and dryers that like stack on top of each other. So then
I love those. Those are my favorite ones.
Dude, I like those too because especially.
You can just put them in a closet.
Yeah, because no matter which way it's around, it's like if the washer's on top of the dryer, it's like there's something about having to reach into the washer, pick it up, and then go around to go into the front of the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like if you have one that's on top, it's like they're both front loading, so you can just grab and go. And mm-hmm. I just feel like it's more
ergonomic.
Yeah, it's more ergonomic for my achy shoulders.
My achy, breaky fucking bone.
I don't want to break my arms doing the laundry.
Have I told you about UK sinks, the difference between a UK sink and a US sink?
No, but you can tell me right after this ad break.
Sounds good.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Tell me about UK sinks.
Yeah, so UK sinks. So I learned this in class, and I don't know why, but it's really stuck with me. So we've all seen like British movies, right?
Yeah.
You ever see a sink in one of those British movies, and it has like that weird metal thing on the left side of it?
No.
It looks okay. So you're gonna have to really think hard.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes. Describe it to me.
So the UK
we're
sink,
reversing the therapy session. I'm laying down now.
A British or UK sink. You walk in. it's you know, it's a bright sunny afternoon, and you look over to the sink because you have a dirty bowl. Okay, toss it in there, and then you look at it and you go, "What the fuck?" And it turns out that all British sinks, they're not like American sinks, because British sinks have a built-in metal drying board. Okay. Ever seen that? And it drains off into the one sink basin that the average UK sink would have. Some of them have like a little tiny basin for like the water here in the drying part to go into, but most of them just drain into, you know, the regular big basin. Now here's the weird thing. Well, okay, hang on. Let's compare
There's
that.
There's two
Let's,
weird things. I actually, now that I think about it, let me grab my phone. I have a list of weird things.
It's actually fucked up things from the UK.
Yeah, apparently their garbage disposals are rated for human bones.
They chew them up.
They just straight up, they gnaw on them. They're the only place where they actually are allowed to eat chicken bones.
The
splintering helps break up the rocks that they swallow during the
so they can float, or so they can sink, stay underwater like crocodile.
Yeah, their feet are so heavy that they just like, they're like scuba divers. They can just walk into the bay and just go straight down.
Fuck Britain.
Whoa!
Wait, sorry, dog. Okay, no.
So many sketchy statements you're saying.
I'm on edge right now.
Edge. He's sitting out the window. We live in a 15 story apartment, and he's staring down at the ground right now. I'm also kind of
thinking about it.
I'm about to grab a leash and put it on him so I can yank him back.
Okay, so hold up. Here's the weird part.
Tell me about the sinks. Sorry.
Here's the weird part. Here's the really weird part about British sinks. Okay, I told you about the anatomy of it.
Yeah.
Here's the physiology part. So first of all, they don't call dish soap. They don't call it dish soap, right? They call it washing up soap.
Well, yeah.
If you ever go to the fucking UK, like never. I'm gonna go wash up.
Yeah, they're gonna think
if some asshole says that, I'm gonna go wash up, they're gonna think you're gonna do the dishes. So you don't do that.
Wait, do they not? They not also say that when they're
they
just
call
going,
it something silly, like I'm gonna go, like, I don't know, something silly. They say, yeah, I don't
get,
fucking know.
Yeah, get British people mad at us.
Silly assholes.
Get the entirety of the UK just pissed off at us, please.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. So they call washing up soap.
Yeah.
And then they oh, I forgot. Oh no. So they don't, when they wash their dishes.
Yeah, they just wash their hands with the dishes
when
in
they,
the sink and they
shut
stare
up.
At
it's
them.
A diagram or it's a demonstration. When they wash the dishes with the washing up soap, they don't wash off the soap. They put it in the they put it on the drying basin
and just let the soap drip down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love those.
They don't
soap
care
streaks.
About that shit. They like did. Here it's like ingrained in our brains, like you'll get like diarrhea and stuff if you eat the soapy. You never heard that?
No, never
heard that?
No, my whole reason for washing it off is I just don't want the soap spots.
Yeah, apparently you get quote unquote diarrhea, but I think that's like a, I don't know, maybe there's soap different
to us.
That just
sounds like the lizard people trying to control
I know,
us
right? It's just like, don't do that.
Don't do it. There are bad side effects.
So yeah, that's what they do. And I'm over here like, that's not what I want to do. But the washing basin thing sounds cool. If I was ever to build my own house something like that, I would put like a built-in washing basin.
That's like the one thing I really wish that that we had was like a deeper sink for like washing dishes.
Like a barn sink or whatever those things are called.
I don't know.
It's just the really big ones with like the one sink basin in it.
Oh, not even that. I want one side that's like all the way to the ground.
That's cool. You drop it down, it just smashes your plates at the bottom of this metal basin. Yeah,
like you miss the first section,
like 60
of the
gallons.
Sink that's like normal, and then you accidentally like frisbee your plate into the deep side. You're like,
shh. It's like that hole from 300 that they kick bastards into.
Oh, yeah. You were a bad plate. You love
this is clean.
You never hear from me again. Just
how much money? How much money would it take for you to drink a cup of dish soap?
A cup of dish soap?
Like a straight up cup. Like a beer pint.
Oh, yeah.
Like they put it on the table and they go, here.
Here's my rationale is that
How much?
I feel like the older you get, the higher your price gets for that. If you ask a kindergartner to do that shit,
they'll be like $7. Make it orange flavored.
It'd be like, no, give me $1.50 so I can go to the soda machine and get myself an orange Fanta.
Oh, I see. No, but now that
I'm
you have
from
a sense
personal
of
experience.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bring up a personal.
No, I was the one kid in my class that didn't eat glue. I got an award
there
for
was,
it.
You were the one? The one? You got an award?
No.
I had this weird friend. She wasn't weird. But she, you ever watch a kid like put glue on their hands and just sit there with their palms facing up? That? You did it?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
No, it's a fun.
But they, yeah, no, they sit there and
I thought you were about to say you
watch
had
the
a...
glue and then they peel it off and it's like the perfect in like copy of their hand, like
I
including
you were going
all the
to,
fingerprints.
Say that you had a weird friend that whenever you went out for recess would find like leaves and pine cones and rocks and just eat them. And I was going to be like,
oh,
you
yeah,
too?
No, I had one too.
You did? Wait, cool.
Yeah, everyone had that.
And what he's not saying is that it was actually him. I've seen this
it
movie
was not
quarters
me.
And nickels.
That's a different story. That's man-made.
That was when I was older. That's when,
that's when I learned the value of money. Yeah. Had to grow up for that one.
Because I got a weird GI infection. It was a bad time.
In fifth grade.
Yeah. No, but where I was actually going to go with that story is that we, in the, it was kind of, this is kind of a weird part about my school, is that in elementary school, we did have a soda machine, but it was locked away in the janitor's closet.
Okay.
And there was no schedule to it, but randomly, and it was typically at the end of the day, like the janitor's closet would just be open. And of course the soda machine just like lit up bright. Coca-Cola on the front is, and it's just like they never stopped you from doing it, so you could just go in there, put $2 in and get yourself not, and of course it was
that's
like
probably
a,
what they wanted
was $1.25.
The janitors were the janitors cool?
Yeah, no, the janitors
they, that's probably why
like, but I always got an orange Fanta for whatever reason. I was a big fan of orange soda.
Yeah,
I was not a fan of anything else. I was a fan of Dr. Pepper and Fanta, which is like the two sodas that like most people like despise.
I grew up on a Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
it's a good
Mountain
soda.
Dew's fine.
I enjoy
Mountain Dew's
it.
Fine. I like lemon lime sodas.
Yeah.
No, but it was weird because like I remember from kindergarten to like third grade, it was a thing. And then fourth grade came around. And I remember it being there at the beginning of the year, but randomly they started shutting the janitor's closet at the end of the day. I was like, I want my soda.
Change of administration.
But that's the weird thing is that it wasn't. There was nothing, like, not from what I understood, nothing should have, nothing changed around this time. But all I remember is one day I noticed the door was open and I just charged. I was like, hell yeah, soda machine's back. And I looked in there and it was just gone.
They, like, just tossed it?
I don't know what happened to it. To this day, I don't know what happened to that poor old soda machine.
What if it was like a nightmare and you ran in, like you put in like 75 cents and like black
was,
views came out?
Well, no. What if it was just a fever dream? You put your money in and then it was never there. You were just dropping money to the floor and like...
That would be pretty cool.
The janitors just hotboxed the closet. So when you walked in there,
pass the blunt
you
to you. You have 104 degree fever.
Like instant high. And it was just like straight up like... hallucination is like, oh, soda machine. You were just dropping coins into the floor.
Do you think people from like prehistoric times?
I know whenever you're gonna say something like super like
like a chuckle to myself.
Either insensitive or just like super outlandish. You always just laugh at yourself before you're able to get it out.
Get it out.
Yeah, you just say, so what was your question? What about prehistoric times?
So like you know, like back in the day, like before like you just smoke weed like all the time. You know, if you think people just like got sick like on purpose so they could have a really high fever so they could like see hallucinations?
You know, that's a interesting...
It's not a bad question.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad question.
Probably be dumb.
Now that I'm thinking about that, I'm also thinking about like before like drugs were illegal. Like,
what do you mean?
Like when Coca-Cola like, actually had
like
cocaine.
Coconut, yeah. Like, cocaína. Cocaína.
Yeah, so I'm like thinking before the time that like most drugs became drugs.
Like cocaine gum was like a thing in 1899.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking like, yeah, probably. I would assume so. I would say that was probably the shift is that once drugs became illegal and like people like kind of backed away from it, like for the moment before they're like, you know what, we can still gain stuff illegally. It was probably, yeah, they were probably trying to make themselves so sick that they had the same, like, effects.
That's what Jankum is. Like, yeah. you just smell gross shit until you get sick, and then you just, like, start hallucinating. I don't think, you know, personally, I don't think Jankum's real. I think that was a myth.
Probably.
I like to joke about it, but honestly, I think, like, no one would fucking do that. Little kids, the origin of it is, like, little kids in, like, some South American country, like, just wanted to get high, so they would just put balloons on top of bottles filled with poo-poo and pee-pee.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and I just don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Well, I mean, it's also, it's probably the same mentality of people that's like, oh, stick a Sharpie up your nose and just snort.
Yeah.
Just, he'll get
there
you.
There was when Jacob, like, first, what's it called? It was a morality scare.
Yeah.
That's what they called it.
You want to know something I think about? I think I've actually talked about this on the podcast before. I actually don't remember. At my school, they like, all the kids like almost taught you how to do hard drugs.
Hmm. What do you mean?
I don't know if this was a thing during your middle school time, but this is a big thing of my middle school time.
Elaborate on that, and I might be able to compare.
People love to bring Smarties.
Oh, and they snort it?
Yeah, they crushed it in the wrapper. Then fucking
yeah, I'd watch like, those. I'd watch up, those fucking weirdos.
I just snorted up this.
There was one
Smarties.
Kid. Listen, there was one kid that would snort like Smarties.
Yeah,
and I don't know how he did it, but he could like do like a smoke ring out of his mouth with it.
Oh yeah,
have you seen that before?
Yeah, no. There was a few people. It was like that. It was.
Those are the kids you knew that were gonna be smoking cigarettes by high school.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. There was this one guy who perfected the. I forget how you do. It's like you pop your tongue in your mouth. No, you have your mouth closed and you like suction all the air out. And you like, you pop your tongue, like you click your tongue on the inside of your mouth and you do it as hard as you can for 30 seconds. And somehow it like either evaporated or made the water content in your mouth so humid that he was able to open his mouth and just like smoke would come out.
Fucking weirdo.
And I'm just, and like, I was like, what the fuck? And I tried to perfect it for months. He literally taught me how to do it. And I said, no, and I was fucking looking like an idiot.
Did you ever do it?
No, I was never able to.
It would have been cool.
It would have been awesome if I could, but no. I sat there and I was just like popping my tongue, like, you know, and I'd just open my mouth and be like,
just breathe on shit real hard.
Yeah, and then nothing would come out. And then he would also be doing, he would open his mouth and it's like, he just took a fucking dank ass rip off a vape. He'd open it up just like a plume of smoke.
Dope.
I'm just like, and like I started watching, I was like, does he ever cover his like face at all? Does he ever like lift his hand to his face to like rub his nose? And I was like trying to look at his palm and be like, you got a little hidden e-cig, obviously. You trying to pull a magic trick on my ass?
That's so silly.
I don't know.
But no, we never had a vending machine in my elementary school.
We had vending machines in my high school.
Yeah, did we? I think we did.
It was a weird
all
skip.
The vending
like
machines.
Like elementary school, I had a vending machine. Middle school was when like the Obama, Michelle Obama, like healthy eating initiative came into play. And then high school, we had vending machines, but they were only available.
I'm trying to picture my middle school. I'm trying to like imagine myself walking around
I can't remember one in my middle school, but I can definitely remember one in my high school because they were right outside the lunchroom and they had timers on them. So you could buy anything you wanted from them up until lunch hour. And then when lunch hour hit, they automatically turned off because they wanted you to spend your money in the cafeteria.
Like an a la carte menu or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was my favorite thing about high school. The best thing about going from elementary school to middle school to high school is that as soon as you got to high school, it's like they had five separate lines that all had different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the one thing that I always did. This was literally like what I survived off of before I stopped eating lunch at my high school was I always went to the line with either the chicken sandwiches and cheeseburgers and the little bags of French fries. I would grab one cheeseburger, one chicken sandwich, two things of French fries, and they had cups of nacho cheese because right beside that was the nacho bar. And I would grab two things of nacho cheese. And I would eat my chicken sandwich and my cheeseburger and my fries, but I would dip them all in the nacho cheese.
My sorry ass school. Holy shit.
Yeah. But, and then on days I wasn't feeling that, there was a pizza line.
Yeah.
And then on days I was like, I should probably start eating healthy. I would grab like a something from the salad bar. And then I, once junior and senior year started and I was so ahead in school that I was like a teacher's aide during lunch hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, I think my second semester of junior year and then my entire senior year, I only had morning classes. I had no afternoon classes. So for
you get ahead like that?
I took classes in middle school.
Oh.
I took high school classes in middle school.
Then they never let us do that.
We were the last year to be allowed to do that us. But because I was so ahead with all my stuff, literally, I think my senior year, my first semester senior year, I did what was called the space program, which was literally we were allowed to leave midway, or like we were able to leave a class early. Like we didn't have a fourth block. We were just able to leave because we were supposed to go to work and we were supposed to keep a timetable of how much we worked.
Oh, it's like did something like that.
It's like an internship program for college. That's basically what we had to do. But then my second semester, because you couldn't take that class twice, I literally just didn't have
a fourth block. You just dicked off, did shit all.
I didn't have a fourth block at all. And we had to get special permission from the principal that we were able to just leave. But then my third block, I was a teacher's aide for the cheerleading coach. So
helped with that shit.
Yeah, so she had literally, we just sat in her office and like if she had errands for us to run, like we would go run. But literally, so my the end of my junior year and my whole senior year, I just never went to the lunchroom. I just like I was a teacher's aide, so I just sat in the office. And then like whenever we thought the coast was clear, we were just like, hey, we're just gonna leave. And like if the attendance people stopped us on the way out, they're like, why are you guys leaving early? Like because we never signed out, we were just like, oh, I mean, we don't. We're getting fucking food.
That's why.
Yeah. No, literally. That's how we were like, we'll bring you coffee in the morning. Like, we'll bring
you bribe
like,
them.
Yeah. We'll literally, like, you want some Mickey D's? Like, we'll bring you an egg McMuffin if you really fucking want it. And that's how we did it. Because it was me and my friend. We had, like, literally the same schedule, the same plan, and we worked at the same place. And instead of leaving, because I think the rule was we were supposed to leave at like 1:20 when our final block started, but instead we left at 11:50 every day.
I see.
So literally we were there from 8 to 11:50 and then we just leave.
Just dip out.
And be like, see
speaking
you later.
Speaking bye-bye. Of school, I want to say congratulations on graduation today.
The last time.
We're talking about high school? Shit, college, dude. Yeah. You literally just graduated today.
Yeah, but this is going to be
the most underwhelming.
Well, no, this is going to literally be like midsummer when this is released.
Oh, well in the future.
Well, sort of, kind of, because right now, due to this COVID schedule where it's like 2 weeks, right now we, just to give you guys a timeline, just because this shit's wild, we're recording the week of a podcast release. So this week, a podcast and a movie talk will release. So then there's a bye week. And then the week that this
happened. Can we say what weekend holiday it is?
I mean, it's the episode's gonna like it releases.
I'm talking about this one. I'm talking about like it's Memorial Day weekend. Like,
is it Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah.
Is this weekend Memorial Day weekend? Shit,
well, on Monday
son.
It is. Yeah, you didn't know that. That's why there's flags everywhere.
Make sure to go back and listen to the Memorial Day episode of the podcast, which was last episode. See, this is where your podcast recording gets really fucking weird because sometimes if you get ahead, you forget what you've recorded, and it's just like, oh, we released an episode on Valentine's Day, and we're like, oh, we should have done like a Valentine's Day special, but we recorded.
But you already had one in the backlog.
Which was what was nice is that what really saved us is that we had a backlog that like. Basically let us do all of April and May with this elongated schedule. Like, we literally had to record like one weekend, 1 week for May to actually have our backlog like keep up. And now we're here where we've just run out of stuff. So it's just like, whenever we're available, we just like jump into the deep end. I was like, hey, you want to? Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, the whole reason why I'm here is because of COVID. Like, I've been staying with my girlfriend and you're only an hour away. So I just thought, why not?
Well, that's fun. What's funny is that the place that I moved, like we came to the realization is that literally I'm like a triangle.
You got even closer.
I'm literally like a triangulation point. Like no matter if someone's heading north, south, either east or west, like everyone's like the equal distance from me.
You're located in a very nice place.
I'm in the center of everyone and it's nice.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah. With that being said, this is going to be like a completely super abrupt ending, but we've kind of hit that minute mark where it's just like, we've toned down a little bit. We're just relaxing. We're having a good conversation.
It's 12:51. I'm probably about to pop me up with a beer, maybe.
Bro,
dude, I've been waiting to fucking.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Fuck it. I'll change the time on my clock.
But anyways, thank you so much for tuning in to Mind Mesh. Thank you, Eli, for going through this therapy session. Do you feel more relaxed? I know you were on edge at the beginning of the
episode. Zen. No. I've reached Zen.
Namaste, my dude. Namaste.
Namaste, dude.
But thank you so much for listening to the Mind Mesh podcast. You can join us at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on Mondays. I'm just going to say on Mondays because it's like, I don't know when we're going to go back to the weekly thing or what's going to happen, but
We'll be back.
Just Mondays, check us out on your favorite podcast platform. And every Wednesday, check out the YouTube. 5 p.m. Yeah, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Google Podcasts. We're on a bunch of them. So make sure to check us out whenever you think something's going down. But with that being said, we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye, everybody. You got to say bye, dude.
Bye-bye. Keep it clean.
Shut up.